Hello everyone, this is Dr. Pooja Sharma. I hope you are taking good care of yourself and your loved ones. Taking our journey further in healthy parenting to part 2, today I'm going to talk about how to engage with kids of all ages to help them maintain emotional stability during the crisis, and also I'll be talking about age-appropriate conversations for kids. First and foremost, you need to control your own anxiety. Many of us are worried about the current situation, and living with uncertainty is not always easy. But this anxiety can be transferred without our knowledge. Your kids will know that you are nervous even if you are trying to hide it. So how can you keep your cool despite your own worries? Few pointers here for that. Focus on fact-based, helpful information. It means avoid endless social media streams and constant breaking news headlines. Stay up to date with notices from your child's school, your state, or whichever community you are staying in. Your anxieties, your worries can best be contained if you are aware about the guidelines for protecting you and your loved ones. Talk with folks who support you. That support group could be your partner, a parent, a friend, a spiritual leader, or any other trusted adult you can confide in. Take care of your physical health, get a good amount of sleep and exercise, and use various ways to reduce your anxiety. You could try meditation, yoga, probably listening to music, watching a TV show, etc. If your child asks you if you're worried, be honest. They will know if you are not telling them the truth. Probably you can say it in a lighter way. You can tell them, yes, I am worried, but I know that there are ways to take care of the family. That will put them also at ease. Next, approach your kids and ask what they know. Most of the children by now have heard about COVID-19. Particularly school-age kids and adolescents. They must have read things online, watched something on the TV, heard it from friends or teachers. Some may have overheard you talking about it. So basically, there's a lot of information, reliable, unreliable, out there. So don't assume that what they know about the situation and whether the information they know is correct or not. Best is ask them and know what they know. Once you know what information they have, what they are concerned about, then you can probably help them fill up any gaps if necessary. Also, it's very important to validate their feelings and concerns. Kids may have all sorts of reactions. Some could be realistic, some exaggerated. For example, a child might have heard somewhere and is very terrified about the pet that child has. Don't ignore. Take these feelings seriously and then reassure them so that they feel no need to worry at all. Be available for questions and provide new information. This outbreak is likely to last a long time, so probably one conversation won't be enough, and as the outbreak continues, your child will get new information, will form new opinions, and might want to talk again. And even if they don't come, it would be a good idea to have a regular check-in with them, as they may not approach you with their own fears. And when you update your child with the new information, don't assume that they have fully understood whatever you have tried telling them. Probably you need to keep doing this in a cyclic pattern for time to come. Empower them by modeling behavior. An important part of this fear is prevention. And the prevention is by hand washing, coughing or sneezing into the sleeves, wiping your nose with tissues, then discarding it, keeping your hands away from your face, not touching, not shaking hand, no physical contact, etc., etc. So be sure to demonstrate these behaviors first to your child. And small kids so are used to getting attention and appreciation by doing high fives or pats on the back. So probably you can design new alternatives to these things. When you see your child practicing good hygiene, praise them. Reinforce that they're not only taking good care of themselves, but they're also helping others around by preventing the spread of the germs to others. These habits, now inculcated, will come a long way when they'll start stepping out of the house. Also, provide reassurance, because kids might create their own stories in their own mind. How things are going to span out, how things are going to work out, keep reminding them and reassuring them by giving probably examples of a difficult situation which they have faced in the past or you as a family have faced and how you all overcome. These family talks are really reassuring to the child, and they also remind you as well as them that even if challenging times which come, everyone together can work through it. Don't blame others. When time is stressful, when situation is hard to understand, it's a natural tendency to start blaming others. Especially in the scenario now, since we do have regional blame here, we have people and races being talked about who initiated something. During all this, we do not want that our child should tomorrow get into a habit of start blaming others when situations go out of hand. Stop creating these social stigmas. When you ask your child what they know about the situation, listen for anything that discriminates against a group of people and address it in your conversation. Make sure to break these negative stereotypes. Now, I would tell you a little bit about how you can deal with your children when you are talking to them at any level, because it is very important to use words, phrases that are developmentally appropriate. Suppose it's a preschooler, these children are more in tune and affected by the parental emotions than older kids. For them, staying calm is the key. More than the words spoken, how they are spoken and the temperament with which they are spoken affects them more. In addition, be very careful about what all you watch, what all you read, and what all you speak in front of them. And taking preventive measures such as washing hands, wiping surfaces with playful games can be made a habit with preschoolers or children below 4 or 5 years of age. Children who are in the age group of 7 to 12 years, they are probably in their just started schooling days and or in their primary classes. These kids are relatively more aware from relevant sources about the situation at hand. Now, they can create their own wonder stories because they live in dream world. So if they have anxiety ideas, if they have their stories which are disturbing, try easing off their such emotions. Tell them it is okay to be worried, but this is not something which they are creating their own mind. So unless and until you have open conversation with them, you wouldn't know what is there in their mind and you will not be able to take care of their anxieties and their fears. Here, this age group also is a habit-forming age group. So these younger school-age kids cope with their fears through play. They may play doctor or use a Lego set to create a hospital where they're helping people, or a community setup where they're trying to show how they can be building in emotional health and well-being of themselves and people around them. This is a normal way for them to manage their anxieties, so include yourself also in their playtime. Maybe some school kids might become more clingy and demanding. It is their natural way of behavior. All kids are not same. So this is not the time to simply tell them to grow up. Even if their behavior is frustrating for you, they may need more time with you. Maybe reading stories to them, watching more TV with them, doing drawing, play fun activities with them. Because once their anxiety and fear is settled, they will also get into their own routine. But some kids may need little more attention than others. So be patient with your child if your child is like that. Children who are in the age group of 12, 13 years and above, maybe teens or young adults, they probably understand the potential danger and they are old enough to understand how it spreads, preventive measures and future risks. Have open conversations with them because apart from the situation at hand, they have their own growing up worries. And now that their peer group is not very closely available to them, regularly available to them, they need a friend in you. So it would be a good idea to have mature enough discussion with your child. Sit with them while viewing and have conversations about what they see and read and how they feel their life is affected, how they would want to change things and how would they suggest you to bring in changes in everybody's lives collectively. Probably such children can also be involved in doing basic things like cleaning up the house, preparing the meals, doing up the routine activities of the house because now they have more hands-on time. So apart from studies, they can be engaged in other little activities which will make them feel more responsible, more aware that now they can also productively add to something of value. Teens and young adults may be able to help you play with the younger siblings, do other tasks to prepare for possible quarantine if at all required, include them in the efforts to protect the family, help them feel valued, and this empowerment lessens their anxiety. I hope it will be easier for you all parents there to make it a comfortable, enjoyable time for your child and your own growth. I look forward to connect with you all on next Monday. Till then, stay safe, stay healthy.